Bloodborne Rangers in 2026. It is in stock. Everyone is just looking in the wrong shop. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. That is the whole first purchase. 540 cards, a full asterisk Lure of the Valley campaign, and 15 to 25 in-game days of play. The reason every other shop looks empty is that Earthborn Games does not sell direct and does not publish prices. It routes everything through two partners, and its own expansions page still links buyers to a game fund pledge manager that closed. When you are ready for more, the owners have already voted. 28.3% add Legacy of the Ancestors and 25.6% add Stewards of the Valley. And then attachment falls off a cliff to 7.3%, 6.4% and 3.2% for the newer Valley boxes. I wanna start with a number that made me put my tea down. On Board Game Geek, Earthborn Rangers has 12,293 owners and 7,601 people with it on their wishlist. That ratio is extraordinary. Wishlists are usually full of games that are expensive or out of print or not out yet. This game is none of those things. So why are 7,500 people waiting? Because every signal they check tells them they cannot have it. The Amazon listing reads currently unavailable with nobody in the buy box. Miniature Market shows the core set out of stock. Noble Knight says last stocked on 4/9/2026. Price comparison sites show most of 20 plus retailers as no or pre-order. And then, this is the part that genuinely bothers me, the publisher's own website sends you to a dead end. Earthborn Games expansions page lists two of the six expansions, and its buy links point at a game fund pledge manager that now says plainly, pledge manager is closed, pledges cannot be added or modified in any way. The game is not scarce. It is simply absent from the shops people search in, because Earthborn Games chose a different model. It does not sell direct, it publishes no prices, and it hands its whole catalog to two partners, Covenant in the US and Canada, Naylor Games in the UK and Europe. So this guide is mostly a map. Where the game actually lives, what to buy first, and using the owner's own attachment data, which of the six expansions are worth your money and which three most people quietly skip. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. Where Earthborn Rangers actually lives and why every shop says sold out. Earthborn Games is a small publisher in St. Paul, Minnesota, founded in 2020 by Andrew Navarro, previously head of studio at Fantasy Flight Games. They make one beautiful thing very carefully, and they have made an unusual distribution choice. They do not sell their own game. Their website has no cart, no shop, and no prices anywhere in it. What it has is a set of doors. Covenant handles the US and Canada. Naylor Games handles the UK and Europe. There is also a partner for custom playmats, a T-Mill shop for apparel, and a Bandcamp page for the soundtrack, which tells you something lovely about the kind of company this is, and nothing at all about where to buy the game. Naylor lists the core at £80.5. Zotu in the UK has had it in stock at a discount to RRP. Meanwhile, the Amazon listing, ASINB0CNY46WJL, reads unavailable with no seller. Miniature Market shows SKUEBR001 out of stock. And Noble Knight has been dry since April. None of that is a shortage. It is a distribution model meeting a search habit and losing. One honest caution before you click. Two independent live reads of Naylor disagreed with each other on stock. Small publishers with two channels move quickly. Check the page yourself, and treat every figure here as a snapshot dated to August 2026 rather than a promise. Is the core set enough on its own? Yes, completely, and the community is unusually united about this. The core set second printing gives you 540 cards, 35 dividers, 92 punchboard tokens, the rulebook, and the Lure of the Valley campaign guide with its record sheet, in a box about 9.4 by 12.6 by 3.4 inches. That campaign runs 15 to 25 in-game days. Most people land between 18 and 22, which works out at roughly 20 to 40 hours. No expansion is required. The standard advice you will see repeated kindly and often is, play through day 6 before you buy anything else. There is a good reason for that specific number. The first few days are you learning the Valley's rhythm, By day six, you know whether the game's particular pleasure, wandering, noticing, tending, rather than winning, is a pleasure for you. And that is the real question here, more than any expansion decision. Earthborn Rangers has no lose condition. You cannot fail it. If that sounds like a missing feature, this may not be your game. If it sounds like a relief, you are going to love it. Before you buy, you can read the whole rulebook. Earthborn publishes the complete core set rulebook as a free PDF, and maintains a living rules, frequently asked questions, plus a downloads page with campaign trackers and an interactive character sheet. For a $100 box, an evening with the actual rules is the best due diligence available. And it is free. Which of the six expansions do owners actually buy? This is where owner data is worth more than any reviewer's opinion, including mine. Board Game Geek publishes how many people own each item, and against 12,293 core set owners, the attachment rates tell a very clear story. 28.3% own Legacy of the Ancestors, 25.6% own Stewards of the Valley, 23.3% own the next item down. And then it falls off a cliff, 7.3%, 6.4% and 3.2% for the three newest Valley boxes. That is not a gentle taper. That is a community that bought two things and stopped, and it maps almost exactly onto what those two things are. It is 193 cards and 14 dividers, and it adds a whole new Tailspinner background and Spirit Speaker specialty. Meaning it changes who you can asterisk be asterisk in the Valley, not just where you can go. It is also the best traded thing in the line at 8.62 across 180 ratings. If you buy one expansion, buy this one. It is a sequel, not a supplement. Play the main story first. They are lovely and they are optional, and the 7.3 and 6.4% attachment rates suggest owners agree. Two more are already named in the fine print of another product, Into the Maw and Sky and Smoke, confirming a four-box roadmap. Two small items that punch above their price. If that is you, $5 brings your copy current. Solo, two-handed or two players, decide before you build a deck. This is the single best predictor of whether you will finish this game, and it deserves more thought than it usually gets. Earthborn Rangers has a reputation as a solo game. Its own player poll on Board Game Geek says something slightly different. Best at two players, recommended at 1-3. That is worth sitting with if you are buying it for solitary evenings. The split among solo players is between running one ranger and running two-handed. One ranger is intimate and quick. You inhabit a single person walking through a valley. Two-handed gives you the card interplay the deck building actually wants at the cost of a bigger table and the constant small friction of switching between two people action by action. There is no wrong answer. And this is the kindest design decision in the game. You can add or drop a ranger mid-campaign. Start with one. If the valley feels thin, add another. Nothing breaks. At the other end, three and four players is where practicality bites. Sessions run 2 to 3.5 hours and much of the game is quiet individual noticing. It works. It is just not what the game is best at, and a four-player group is the one configuration where people report drifting away. How long is it and does it actually end? It ends properly, and this matters because a lot of open-world games do not. A campaign runs 15 to 25 in-game days, most commonly 18 to 22, at roughly 20 to 40 hours total. A solo session is anywhere from 45 minutes to 2.5 hours depending on how much you linger. Three or four players runs 2 to 3.5 hours. The ending is a real mission-based climax with multiple branches. Not a timer quietly expiring, which is the failure mode of a lot of sandbox games. Mission timers do exist. And they exist precisely to stop you stalling in the meadow forever, which, believe me, is a genuine temptation. The honest dissent, and I would rather you hear it from me. Several players report that the different endings do not feel very different from one another. If you are the kind of player who replays a campaign hunting for divergent conclusions, temper that expectation. The variety in this game is in the journey which paths you walked, who you met, what you chose to tend far more than the final page. Earthborn Rangers, Arkham Horror LCG, or Sleeping Gods. These three get compared constantly and the comparisons are usually unhelpful, so let me be concrete about what actually differs. Against Arkham Horror LCG, they share deck construction DNA and almost nothing else. Arkham has a far deeper card pool, experience point progression, and it is genuinely hard, you will lose scenarios. Earthborn is more permissive and has no lose condition at all. The counterargument is real too. Arkham gives more replay per hour because losing creates stories and reattempts. If you want to be tested, Arkham. If you want to be somewhere, Earthborn, against Sleeping Gods. Both use a book as a board and both are about exploring. But Sleeping Gods tells you written vignettes, authored, discreet, read aloud. Earthborn generates emergent narrative from systems, the weather, the terrain, the beings you meet, and how you treat them. Sleeping Gods is a storybook, Earthborn is a place. And the warning I will want given to me, this is not a combat game, and enjoyment correlates strongly with willingness to roleplay a little. If you sit down determined to optimize, the valley will feel like arithmetic. If you sit down willing to be a person walking through it, it becomes something quite rare. First printing, second printing, and the plastic-free question 36 dividers and the corrected cards. That is the entire decision, a $5 fix, not a $100 ribeye. Now the part that makes this game unusual on a shelf. Earthborn's production brief is plastic-free and FSC certified. 100 FSC paper, no plastic coatings, no shrink wrap, vegetable-based inks, and everything except the rulebook staples is recyclable or compostable. Even the miniatures hold the line. The Ranger minis are cast from lead-free reclaimed pewter. There is a real trade-off in that, and I would rather name it than let you discover it. Uncoated cards wear faster than plastic-coated ones. That is the whole sleeving debate in this community, and it is a genuine fork. Sleeve them and you protect a game you may play for years, or leave them bare and accept that a well-loved copy will look well-loved. Neither is wrong. I would sleeve, but I understand entirely why someone who bought this game specifically for its principles would not want to wrap it in plastic. One last thing, since it is the most common reason people delay. Earthborn Trailblazer is a separate standalone game, not an expansion. It is not a reason to wait. Final verdict. Earthborn Rangers is the rare game whose hardest problem is its own front door. Once you know where to look, the buying is genuinely simple. The core set alone, for as long as it takes you to walk to day 6 and find out whether a game with no lose condition is restful or pointless to you. If it is restful, and for a lot of people it is the most restful thing on their shelf, then Stewards of the Valley is your next $40 and Legacy of the Ancestors is your next campaign. And if you already own a first printing, a whole decision costs $5. It is a beautiful, principled, plastic-free object made by a small studio in Minnesota, and the only thing standing between most people, and it is a broken link. Frequently asked questions. Is it called Earthborn Rangers or Earthbound Rangers? Earthborn Rangers from Earthborn Games. There is no game called Earthbound Rangers. It is one of the two common misspellings. Along with Earthborn Rangers without the final E, searching the wrong spelling on Amazon returns only unrelated games, which is part of why people conclude it is unavailable. Where can I actually buy Earthborn Rangers? Earthborn Games does not sell direct and publishes no prices. It routes everything through those two partners. Zatu in the UK has also carried it at a discount to RRP. Why does Amazon say it is unavailable? Because the listing is effectively dead. ASINB0CNY46WJL shows currently unavailable with nobody in the buy box. That reflects Amazon's channel, not the game's availability. The core set has been in stock at the publisher's own named partner, shipping in one business day. The publisher's expansions page links do not work. Am I doing something wrong? No, the links are stale. Earthborn Games. com/expansions/stillpoints at a game fund pledge manager that now reads pledge manager is closed. It also lists only 2 of the 6 expansions. Go to Covenant or Nailor instead. Is the core set enough or do I need an expansion? Enough. It contains the complete Lure of the Valley campaign, 15 to 25 in-game days, roughly 20 to 40 hours. The community's standard advice is to play through day 6 before buying anything else. Which expansion should I buy first? It is the best rated item in the line at 8.62 from 180 ratings, and it adds a new background and specialty rather than only new places. How many expansions are there? 6 are listed on BoardGameGeek, though the publisher's own expansions page still shows only 2. 2 further Valley expansions, Into the Maw and Sky and Smoke, are named in another product's contents list but are not yet on sale, confirming a 4-box Valley roadmap. Does Earthborn Rangers play well solo? Yes, though with a wrinkle worth knowing. BoardGameGeek's own player poll says best at 2 players and recommends 1 to 3. solo player split between running a single ranger and running two-handed. You can add or drop a ranger mid-campaign, so start with one and see. How long is a campaign? 15 to 25 in-game days, most commonly 18 to 22 at roughly 20 to 40 hours total. Solo sessions run 45 minutes to 2.5 hours. 3 or 4 players run 2 to 3.5 hours. Does a campaign have a proper ending? Yes, a real mission-based climax with multiple branches. Not a timer quietly expiring. The honest caveat from players is that the different endings do not feel very different from one another. So the variety lives in the journey rather than the final page. Can I lose? Number, there is no lose condition, which is either the best thing about this game or a deal-breaker, depending entirely on what you want from an evening. It is why it gets recommended so often as a restful game. I own a first printing. Do I need to rebuy? Number, that is the whole upgrade. The corrections are already included in the second printing. Should I sleeve the cards? It is a real trade-off. The game is deliberately plastic-free, 100 FSC paper, no coatings, no shrink wrap, vegetable inks, and uncoated cards wear faster than coated ones. Sleeving protects a game you may play for years. Not sleeving keeps faith with why the game is made this way. Both positions are defensible. Should I wait for Earthborn Trailblazer? Number, Trailblazer is a separate standalone game, not an expansion. It is not a reason to delay a Ranger's purchase.